Tshuva has many, many meanings. The true meaning of tshuva is repentance. We have to repent. Can't continue to live a life that is not in accordance with Hashem's will. Since Hashem is in charge of the world, since He's our creator, He put it on this world, so He gave us rules and regulations upon which we are supposed to live our life. Our life is regulated. We don't like that idea. Most of us want to be in control of everything that goes on in our life and not be regulated. But when we translate tshuva as return, there's a deep significance to that translation. It means return to the purity that you were when you were created. Hashem started you off with a clean slate, and you have an obligation to return your soul in a clean slate. Now, since we are just human beings, and almost everything about us is animalistic, except for our neshama, our power of speech, and our ability to think, so it's kind of a challenge to be able to return our soul to the purity that it was when we were created. That's the goal. Now, if there wasn't such a thing like tshuva, we would give up. And what happens if a person gives up? Imagine a person is destined to live till 90, and he sinned till he was 40, and he has no way to fix up the past. He would give up. What happens when you give up? So then the next 50 are the same like the next 40. But because Hashem gave us this great gift of tshuva, an opportunity that's unsurpassed, kings of flesh and blood are unforgiving. Here we have an opportunity to be forgiven. After using the life force that Hashem gave us to sin against Him, which is mind-boggling, how could a Jew use the life force that Hashem gives him? And while Hashem is giving him life, he's using that life against his will. When you think about it, it boggles the mind. The thing that I'm giving you to do good with, you're taking that and you're doing the exact opposite. But the fact that Hashem gave us this concept of tshuva shows us what we spoke many times in the Shir. Hashem, Hashem, kelrachum v'chanon, the 13 attributes of mercy. The greatest attribute of mercy is when Hashem says, I'm going to take an eraser and I'm going to make believe the sins were written in pencil and I will erase it, and that a person should know none of his sins were written in indelible ink. There can't be a greater mercy than that. For a Jew to know that constantly gives him hope, constantly gives him the energy, the spiritual energy to recover, the spiritual energy to change. It's spiritual energy to really search, to really do the things that are necessary. Because he's not hopeless. But if chas v'shalom, a person is hopeless, then he gives up. All is lost. He goes into a state of depression. And then he just continues on his merry way. But Hashem has made a promise. He's made a promise that he doesn't care no matter what you've done. If he can testify that you are remorseful, your slate is wiped. And the sages say it even greater than that. The Mokum Shabbala Tshuva owned them in the place where the Bala Tshuva stand. And Tzadikim Gemur Michalim Lamed. The righteous man can't get to that place. Why is that? He didn't taste it, so his challenge is not the same challenge like the Bala Tshuva, but the Bala Tshuva who tasted it. The Chazal say, Tom Tam Chet, tasted sin. And then he's able to tear himself away from that and create a Berya Chadosha. Create a new beginning, a new person. There's no end to the level that his neshama will soar to in the world to come. These are things that are so important to share with people that are down and out. People that have not lived according to the principles of the Torah. Whether purposely or whether they just didn't know better. But they need to know that they have an opportunity. The opportunity to change. And today, we have all the resources that are necessary to help people make the change. So as long as a person knows that all is not lost, and that Hashem is just waiting, you know, like the prophet says, he's waiting for us to call on him. That's the greatest encouragement, and it's the greatest feeling that a person has, that he's Literally, Hashem is holding him in his hands, basically, and walking him through the process.